Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Perk yesterday on First Take. Biggest threat to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You want to hear a wild stat?
Yes.
This might be the Rich Keefe stat of the day.
The Cavs have no losses. Is that it?
No. Okay. Close.
Okay.
So don't pin me down to that. We have two more hours left in the show, so that I might have a better stat. But as of right now, the Rich Keefe stat of the day, in the NBA's Eastern Conference, two teams have a winning record.
Have a winning record?
Only two.
Stats are for losers.
Boston and Cleveland, that's it.
That
makes me feel a little better about the Celtics.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
I was saying I was concerned earlier, but yeah, that makes me feel a little
You
better.
Don't like that stat, Nick? You don't think that was a good stat of the day?
No, it's a great stat.
All right.
But I'm telling you that somebody doesn't believe in stats.
Stats are for losers, unless you're Bill Belichick now and you want to prop up average yards per carry per game.
Stats are for losers unless they make my point.
Yeah.
And then they actually
No, but the East is down. Well, I was just thinking that because Perk was talking about how bad the Bucks are right now and like the Sixers and everything else. And you're like, you have the undefeated Cavs, you have the 9-3 Celtics, and then you have everybody else, 500 or worse.
From Perk to Terp, it's a Celtics Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, Justin Turpin, WEEI. What's going on, Terp?
What's up, guys?
How's it going? You en route right now?
Yeah, where are you?
I am. I think we're right on the outskirts of New York here, on the Greyhound bus, right in the middle of Connecticut.
Do you have to be quiet? Is there noise concern?
No. Okay. I'm just trying to be respectful, I guess.
Yeah, don't scream or anything. Don't go crazy.
It'd be like Orlovsky breaking down film earlier today.
Right.
Wait, so you're on the bus doing this hit right now?
Yeah. Boots on the ground.
Okay, wow. Look, no one is grinding away. The man is grinding away.
I love it.
En route to the Celtics and the Nets tonight in New York. He's on the outskirts of New York. It's a long way. You start seeing the outskirts a long way.
It's a hike.
Away from Manhattan or I guess the Barclays Center.
I got so sick on a Fung Wah bus one time coming back from New York.
Oh, yeah.
I was overserved the night before, which was... I got a lawsuit with the city.
They still do a Chinatown bus. I don't think it's not the Fung Wah anymore.
It was a mess.
I don't know which one it is. Terp, you like the NBA Cup? You a fan of the NBA Cup?
I am. Yeah, no, I am a fan of it. I think it's a nice change of pace because it's different. It gives you something to look forward to during the regular season. Like I think last year, like when the Celtics ended up clinching and going into the knockout round, that game between the Toronto Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets, like people are scoreboard watching that game. They're putting up Jumbotron updates of a November game between those two teams that otherwise nobody would care about. So I do like it from that sense. I think it does bring more attention to the league. And last year, the viewers showed that, but there were more viewers of the NBA during that time. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of it.
What do you think the players think? Obviously, they would want an extra 500,000. Who wouldn't? But do you think they look at these games any differently?
I mean, last night I would say no,
right,
because just how the way the Celtics played. But, yeah, for sure, those end-of-the-bench guys. Like, when you're looking at guys like Luke Kornet and Xavier Tillman, that's like 20% of their salary that who's winning for the Cup. So I think it's important to them. But for the starters, like, yeah, I think they want to go to Vegas or whatnot, but I don't think they're changing anything they're doing during the NBA Cup like games. Just they're playing their game to the best they can. But, yeah, I think the bench guys care about it, not as much as the starters.
One word answer here, Terp. Yes or no? Are you concerned about the Celtics?
No.
Okay, follow-up question. Are they playing well?
No, they're not playing well, but if this is the idea of a championship hangover and a slump and you're still, 2-1 over those games, 9-3 to open the year, I don't think there's really major cause for concern. Again, the rest of the Eastern Conference, like we just heard from the Rich Keefe stat of the day,
I mean, thank you.
Two teams have a winning record. That's just the state of the NBA right now. And I think a lot of things the Celtics are doing are very correctable. It's a lot of the stuff that they're hurting themselves. Look at last night. I mean, 20 rebounds, offensive rebounds allowed, 20 turnovers. I mean, that's happened four times in the last 15 and a half years for the Celtics. So it's stuff that's really correctable. It's not really a philosophy thing. It's just they need to get back to being a tougher team, which they haven't been.
You know, one guy that's really flown under the radar so far is Drew Holiday. And I'm curious what you think of his season. He's a guy that came in and obviously gave up a lot of shots and fitted perfectly with the team and is kind of what they needed. But I don't know, maybe it's just me, like watching a lot of these games, you notice Tatum and Brown, whether they're good or bad. You notice Derek White in the season he's having, even Peyton Pritchard and his like run for sixth man. How do you feel 12 games in Drew Holiday's been playing?
I think he's played this role perfectly fine. I think he's been good, especially in those clutch situations for the Celtics. And it's funny because he's a guy that, like, when you're not talking about him, it just means he's doing his job. It's like when you're talking about him, he's doing something wrong because you just know what you're getting with him. You're getting a consistent player that's going to do his job night in, night out, and give you consistent production. So, yeah, he's had an up-and-down shooting season. At the beginning of the season, he was lights out shooting the ball, but he's kind of cooled off a little bit. But, yeah, no, I think he's been good. I think he's been filling his role perfectly fine.
Celtics Wednesday, Justin Turpin, Terp from WEEI. You can check out his work, Justin M. Turpin, on Twitter or at WEEI.com. Terp, who is the biggest threat to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference?
It has to be Cleveland, right? You're looking at a team that's undefeated, and it just looks like a completely different team. And it's funny because they didn't make any major changes in the offseason. They just re-signed all their guys. It's just they brought in Kenny Atkinson and fired J.B. Bickerstaff, and Kenny Atkinson's just unlock something new with this team. Guys like Garland and Mitchell, who, again, you didn't really know if could play together, seemingly can. The bigs as well. Guys like Okoro, Jared Allen. I mean, they're really just everyone's leveled up their play, and that's a big deal. So I think, and we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, like Brad Stevens circled this team. That was the team that he picked to win the Eastern GM survey. So they're obviously a threat, and they've hit the ground running, and I'm excited for next Tuesday to see what they can do against Celtics.
Is it still going to be sometime in December for Porzingis, you think, or still hard to tell?
It still looks like that way. I mean, there's just no reason to rush them. I know they're not playing great, especially one of their biggest issues has been their rim protection. And a good way to fix that would be to bring in a guy that's 7 foot tall and can defend really all three levels of the floor. So I don't think there's any rush to bring him back. I mean, he's been warming up. He's been getting loose before games, been doing workouts or whatnot, but there's just no rush, especially because they know how important he is down the end of the season, and it's such a rare injury that they just don't want to push it. So I think we saw how careful they were with Porzingis last year, and I just expect it to be up a notch this year because they know how important he is. So I don't think there's any rush. In December is probably still the target date.
The Celtics aren't playing well, but you're not concerned. In your words, what would it take to get concerned about the Celtics?
If this stuff continues to happen, like the turnovers, the offensive rebounds, because the reality is the Celtics are the better team than majority of the teams they'll play. They are just that talented. But when you get outshot by 25 shots like they did last night, and you're giving a team like Atlanta, who was without Trae Young, though they could be better without Trae Young, but that's a side topic. But you give a team 25 extra shots, you're giving them life by your own mistakes, kind of reverting back to the old Celtics, right? That's what we saw from the Celtics team for years, and it's become uncharacteristic under the Joe Mazzulla-led Celtics. So I'd be concerned if they keep reverting to that, keep giving teams opportunities, second-chance opportunities or turnovers, whatever it may be, because they are the more talented team. So they just have to come out like they did last year with that business-like approach, and I feel like they've gotten away from that a little bit. They haven't been the tougher team. They've allowed teams to hang around. They've been kind of playing with their food. Look at the early starts they've had, like back-to-back games with 16-2 holes in the first 2 minutes, forcing Mazzulla to call early timeouts. And that's a guy who likes them to play through their problems. So they just need to get back to what they were doing last year and having that business-like approach, because it feels like they're just kind of coasting right now, and it's not going to work, especially when you're the reigning champ and teams are going to get up every night to play you.
And then, based on the minutes played last night, it seems like the injuries to Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum aren't really anything too serious.
No, especially with Tatum. Like, he definitely didn't look 100%, especially after he aggravated his ankle late in the game trying to block a shot. But look at him. He missed 7 threes last night, and 5 of them were wide open. And 50 or 60% of his shots were pretty open last night. And a few of his turnovers were from lazy passing, but for the most part, that was just Atlanta's length and their athleticism disrupting passing lane. So I'm not really worried about it. And Jaylen looked great last night. It's a shame, actually, they wasted that Jaylen effort, 37 points from him on 63% shooting. So I don't think the injuries are any any major concern, especially with Tatum. Like, with a sprained ankle, that's kind of just something that it's a pain tolerance and kind of monitor it, but I'm not really concerned about either one of them.
And he said after the game last night, he's going to suit up tonight against Brooklyn. Terp, are you too young for the Chappelle Show? Did you watch Chappelle Show, or are you too young for it?
I didn't, no. I've seen clips, but I've never watched it.
The man's seen clips, but he's never watched it, Keith.
It's wild. It's a wild time. It's like everybody his age has only seen clips. They've never seen any show.
Yeah, they're like, what's a show?
Yeah. I've seen, like, 6-second cuts.
What's a commercial?
Yeah, right.
No, that's true.
It's a different world.
Well, Terp, you enjoy Brooklyn. You enjoy the Celtics tonight. Enjoy the Greyhound bus. I've been there. And we'll talk soon.
Oh, it's a blast. All right, thanks, guys.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.